I really wanted to, use the form of the dinner party as a way to create a sound event. And then through that, of course, focusing on the voice, the voice became the kind of theme to that dinner. So inviting people who have a particular relationship to the voice as a theme or as a subject of study, that became a kind of, principle or governing decision behind who came to the dinner. I sort of felt like, on one hand, the dinner and the table and the whole situation is already kind of choreographing things. It kind of already decides how we relate to each other. So I sort of like that in a way that there's already a structure built in to the event. And then just supplementing that by inviting people to bring one thing to share related to the voice. So whether that would be singing a song or reading a poem or telling a story or anything that kind of would also act to bring in a theme or generate discussion amongst the group. So that became another kind of element that helped to generate the work and help generate the flow of conversation. It comes up in listening to the recording that you can hear various private conversations where the theme of the voice comes up and they start talking about different aspects of that. So I do think that it was a sort of nice, gentle way to have the theme kind of be discussed without trying to kind of overly focus on it and demand that people talk only about the voice. So I liked that how the voice could be already performed just by the simple fact of people talking about anything, and then at the same time it could become a kind of subject or sort of issue of the conversation. So that was really a nice kind of way to structure it, I thought. It was actually quite free for people to kind of talk about whatever they wanted to and just to kind of enjoy the meal. So in a way I wanted it to function as an ordinary dinner party, and how that dinner party bringing people together who maybe don't know each other or they come from different spheres of life, being able to hear that in the voice about how people begin to approach each other, about how they find their place within the dinner party, or whether they sort of feel uncomfortable. I wanted to, in a way, have that be present. So I didn't want to direct things too much, actually. I felt like there was already enough direction by the fact that we were there having a dinner. And so really allowing a lot of freedom in what people could do and say. And then every now and then, just sort of calling attention and asking one person to present what they brought was a way to kind of cut into that and allow one person to take control of the table. And then that turned into more of a collective conversation. And it's really kind of beautiful how you hear that in the recording. And then, as it fades away and breaks off in back into the kind of private conversations and general exchange of words in a really free way, you really kind of it's a kind of movement, a kind of social and audible movement that you can hear. So these are the kind of things I wanted to kind of bring out. There was certainly right at the beginning a very awkward feeling. Sitting down and having microphones on and being in this sound studio. It's all very awkward in a way and very unnatural. But it was kind of amazing how quickly that fell away. I mean, I think it became very comfortable and people sort of enjoyed the situation. And also it was very nice food and the whole thing was very kind of cozy. But I do sort of appreciate also at the beginning how there's this kind of tension or this sort of concern about how to behave and how should we do this. And you actually hear it in the recording, like everyone's talking rather quietly. But sort of quickly, you can hear that fall away, and then people are sort of talking quite freely. So, I mean, it is kind of awkward, but I also kind of like that. I think it could have actually been more awkward, too. Like at some point, I thought maybe I, as a kind of role, I could have also been a little bit more aggressive, Like actually what would have happened if you tried to make an argument? In the passageway, I want to basically sort of duplicate the table so that every speaker, every loudspeaker in the passageway is one person and it's situated as it was around the table. and really just play the whole 4 hours of the dinner from beginning to end. And so for me, that was always kind of the idea, was to just play back the entire recording and whatever happened with kind of very little editing. But obviously, with the broadcast being a 40 minutes, there's some kind of, I think basically the idea is to sort of compress the time.